we're going to start Simon Tuf Pei Ches on page 185. For those who are listening now after Pesach, it's more Shach to Hilchos Pesach, but there are double dinim of Hilchos Hal before we get into the dinim of Sviras Omer tomorrow. Simon Tuf Pei Ches tells us Shachris Nichnas in Lebeis Knesset, Shabbos Pesach morning. We go to the Beis Knesset, we call it Zmira Shal Shabbos. You do a regular Psukei Dezimra. This is also Shai for any Hilchos Yontif and Yontif. We do a regular Psukei Dezimra. The Korn Zmira Shal Shabbos, we spell in Tfilas Shachris. We then we say Tfilas Shachris, the Gorim HaHalel, and we say a full Halel on the first day of Pesach as opposed to the Cholomoyd. And the last day of Pesach, we don't say a full Halel, and then the first day we do say a full Halel. For those of Bnei Chutzlarts, they say the first 2 days of Yontif. The minhag Ashkenaz is our bracha is the kroas hahalo as opposed to Svarim say the gemur es hahalo. The Mishnah Berurah over here says in Sivkot and Aleph Hainu as mizmorim she'orim kodem psukei dezimra, all the mizmorim that we say before and during psukei dezimra, v'gam mizmor shir liyom haShabbos omrim, even mizmor shir liyom haShabbos, we also say during psukei dezimra, even though it's not Shabbos, it's only Yontif. Why do we say Mizmar Shirli Yom HaShabbos on Yontif? The Yontif, Nami Ikri Shabbos, the Yontif we see in the Torah, is also called Shabbos, and therefore Mizmar Shirli Yom HaShabbos is also Shaykh to Yomt. V'chein Omrim Birkas Nishmas Kamu B'Shabbos, we say Nishmas on Yontif, just like Shabbos. Also, as opposed to accept the fact that we start, the Chazna Shacha starts by Hakel instead of Shochanan. Thank you. Then you go on and say Birchas Yotzei Or Kama B'Chol. We don't say Kel Odon on Yontif. The Sharetzian points out over here in Os Aleph, going back on Lil Yontif. He says Masha Enkim Beknis Yontif. We say a regular Pesuk in the Zimra of Shabbos. Masha Enkim Beknis Yontif. Masha Enkim at Kabbalah Shabbos. There is no Kabbalah Shabbos in Yontif. Ain Omri Mizmar Sher Liyom HaShabbos Be Yontif. Rakesh Hal Yontif Yashab. We don't say Mizmar Sher Liyom HaShabbos. At Kabbalah Shabbos, v'yesh mekomo she'ein omrim lechadodi k'shechal Yontif v'Shabbos o b'cholamoid k'shechal b'shad rachmizmar shirli yom haShabbos omrim. When Yontif, we skip all. If it's just Yontif, we skip all of Kabbalah Shabbos. When Yontif falls out on Shabbos, then there are different minhagim, but generally the minhag of Ashkenazim, they don't say lechadodi at all. They don't say lechadodi at all, and they start mizmar shirli yom haShabbos. Nusach Sfar, they say the first two and the last two of lechadodi. I'm not exactly sure why the different minhagim have developed, but you see over here, this is the makor of these dinim. Yes? I think because Keladon, I'm not sure, but Keladon has a lot of Kabbalah in it, a lot of things in it. I don't know why it's Shashach for Yontif and not for Shabbos. That I don't know. Okay, so then we go the Ketidah, just finish the Mechav, we'll go back and do a couple Mishnah Berurahs over here. V'ein mafsikim bo. Now, in terms of Hilchos Hallel, it says you don't mafsik in the middle of Hallel, ela kederech she'amru b'kriyat shema. The dinim of Hallel have a dim like of Birkas Kriyat Shema, and the same halachas applies in Siman Samach Aleph. Are discussed all the dinim of stopping in the middle of Berachas Kriyat Shema, like we learned in Mesachas Brachas, be'emsa perak shol b'sholom aviv o rabbo. In the middle, if you're in the middle of a perak, you can only say shalom aleichem to your father or your rebbe or your chayv in Europe. Umeshiv shalom l'adon nichmat shenasav lo shalom v'salam says shalom aleichem to you. You can answer back shalom to any person who's an adam nichmat. Ubeina prakim, in between prakim, shol b'shalom adam nechbad umeshiv shalom chol adam. In the middle, in between paragraphs, you can say shalom aleichem to an adam nechbad, and you can meshiv shalom lechol adam. Over there, in Simet Samach Aleph, which is probably the reason why the Mishnah Berurah says to look over there, he quotes the Magen Avraham and says that nowadays we are not knowing to be mafsik, even for these things. Nowadays, in the middle of Berakas Kriyat Shema and Kavu Chomer over here, in the dinim of Hilchos Halach. Says the Ramah v'dafka v'beis yamim rishonim shigurim b'ma'al. All these dinim apply of not mapsik is only in the dinim when you say a bracha on halal. Dinah achol inin of saka. Avol b'yamim shein gorim ma'alal ein la'ein la'el sim tafik chavbeis yivdalav. The dinim apply a little differently because there's no bracha over there, so the dinim of havsekos are less chamer over there. V'im pasak b'emsa v'shah v'filuk di ligmar skula. If you start in the middle of halal, and you were shocked at a league more as kula, even if you waited and paused the time it takes to finish all of Hallel, whatever time that takes, let's say it's 3 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever it is to finish Hallel, so even if you stop the amount of time, when you go back to Hallel, you go back to the place you left off, you don't have to go back to the beginning. This is also a din that's brought down in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, and it's all over Shulchan Aruch. When someone stops and is mafsik in the middle of a mitzvah, what does he do? Does he go back to the beginning of the place where he left off, or he has to go back all the way to the beginning again? Generally, we hold that you only go back to the place you left off. However, Ashkenazim hold, if you are shalkadei likmar skula and you had a halachic onus, let's say you had to go to the bathroom, we are not allowed to continue saying whatever you're saying right now. So that's considered a halachic onus. Generally over there, Ashkenazim hold, you have to go back to the beginning if you were shalkadei likmar skula. If you waited the amount of time it takes to finish the whole thing, you would have to go back to the beginning again. However, the reason why the Ramah doesn't chime in over here is because that's only by mitzvahs daraisa. By mitzvahs daraisa, like by Kriyat Shema, then we hold you have to go back to the beginning. However, over here, by Hallel, which is only derabanan, Hallel's only derabanan, we would even hold over here, like the Mechaber Paskins over here, even if you're Shakadei Libar Skula. And even if it was Be'onis, nevertheless, you would go back to the place you went ahead and left us. So let's say you have to go to the bathroom in the middle of Hallel, you will have to go to the bathroom, it took you longer than the time it takes to say all of Hallel, you would go back and leave off from the place you left off and continue from there when you came back from going to the bathroom. Okay, so that is the dinim over here. Now, a couple of very important things that come out over here. Mr. Bruce, the Cotton Bay says the following. V'gomer mahal, you're supposed to finish all of Hallel. V'mchiser pasik echad o teva achas, if you skipped a paragraph, v'gomer a pasik, or even one word, you have to go back to that pasuk. And you continue again from there. So you skip one sentence and you continue with the following paragraphs. You have to go back to that sentence and continue from there and repeat the paragraphs you already said again. Hallel has to be said in a specific order. And therefore, you're not allowed to go out of order when saying Hallel. So, and therefore, you're not allowed to go out and do that. That's halacha by Hallel. Many other things also, you have to say in the exact order that it is written. Sivkat and Gimel says like this, like Krosa Hallel. Shalom Yomar League More Hallel. We don't say League More Hallel. We don't say Brachat Hashem. League More as a Hallel. Why? Because we're afraid if you end up skipping a pasuk, or even skipping a word, you are not gomer as a halal. And therefore, limafrei, it's like a bracha levatala. Therefore, we say likros atal, you still were kore halal, you were just not gomer halal, and therefore it's going to say for this chashash, bracha levatala. Vim almar ligmar yotza, if you said ligmar as a halal instead of likros atal, you are going to be yotze, bumakum shenagul lomar ligmar ain't levatal minhakum. The place where the minig is to say ligmar as a halal, they have what to be somachan, and you don't mevatal. The now comes a lacha that unfortunately can happen to some people who come late to shul. Says the following: Bala base can ask somach lahal. If you come to shul late and you get there right before hal, what do? You didn't say pasuk de zimra. You didn't daven shacharis yet. What do you do with hal? There's a din is saying halal b'tzibor. Just like there's tefillah b'tzibor, you're supposed to say halal b'tzibor. So says the Mishnah Berurah over here, yikra tchila halal ima tzibor. You first read halal ima tzibor. V'achar yipal, you go ahead and say halal before everything else. You say the bracha halal, you say along with the tzibor. V'hu shalo yavur zman kriyat shema tefillah yideizah. So long as you're not going to, it's not going to be sonach to zman kriyat shema. You're not going to miss zman kriyat shema, or you're not going to miss zman tefillah. If you're going to miss those things, that's more important than saying halal b'tzibor. You would go ahead and say, and you go daven and say kriyat shema and ishvanesim. So long as you're not going to miss on and zman tefillah, zman kriyat shema, you go ahead and say halal with the tzibor, and then you go ahead and go ahead and go back and go ahead and say halal, and say the rest of davening after you go ahead and say halal. Someone asked me, what if you're a b'nei chutz la'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, or the opposite, and they're saying with tzibor, and they're saying a different halal. You're saying chatzi halal, and they're saying full halal, or the opposite. Would that be considered halal b'tzibor? Or that would be considered halal b'tzibor, and the same dinim would apply, so long as he's saying a brach. Okay? However, this only applies by Yontam in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. It says not to do this. In Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, the dinim are a little bit different. Hold on one second. In Hilchos Rosh Chodesh and Simen Tovchav Bezen Chelik Dalud of Mishnah Berurah, it brings down over there in Sivkaton Tazayin. It says over there, Dibala Bezkasanasa Samach Lahalim. Okay?
Once again, Tachav Beis Sif Katan Ted Zayin says if you come to the shul, Samach LaHal Yikra Hal Tchila Imatzibor V'Achla Yitpal V'Katvahod. Okay, just like it says over here. However, then it says like this in Anshik. It says V'Chol Zeh B'Hal the Rosh Chodesh Sheish Poskim Deim Levarich Alav. Alav B'Yomer Shigomer Zal Das Chayvu B'Brach L'Kulehama Ein Lo B'Emser B'Sukin Dezimash Lo Yasid B'Brachah. So he says over here, if you come to shul before you started davening. Says the Mishnah brother, and the halacha is the same by Rosh Chodesh and Yontif. You're going to say it with the tzibur. However, he says over here, if let's say you start Pesukah de Zimra, and now they get up to Halal. Okay, now they get up to Halal. What do you do? So he says, V'katol adim hube emsa Pesukah de Zimra over there in Simitacha base. If he's in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, yesh lo lahasik li kros halal limit tzibur, he should stop and say Halal in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra. You say Halal with the tzibur. V'ein za hefsik. It's not a considered hesek. The lo garav means marshim osim mishavus. Me lo yivarech ala halal lo betchila velo besof. Over here, you have to realize that Rosh Chodesh, it's a big machlokas whether you say a bracha on a halal. So the fact right now, you're not going to say, you don't say a bracha on a halal, you just continue in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra with the extra tilum that you say at a halal, you'll say in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra. What's the difference between this tilum and our other tilum? It won't be a big deal. However, v'yotzim hashikvar beruch baruch shamar betchilo beruch hashtabach b'sof, and sort of the baruch shamar you say in the middle of the beginning of Pesukah de Zimra and the yishtabach at the end of Pesukah de Zimra, that will be like your bracha tchila and sof of halal. He says that's what you're going to do by Rosh Chodesh. V'kol zeh b'halal Rosh Chodesh she'es poskim de'lein levarach alav. That's only by halal Rosh Chodesh because there's poskim who say you don't make a bracha on it. Aval b'yom shegorim es halal and daisy, you say full halal where everyone says it requires a bracha, even Ashkenazim, that even Sardin does chayvu bracha lekuleyama ein lo lomar b'ensa pesukin zimra shelo yasid of brachos. You don't say that in the middle of pesukin zimra. In the middle of pesukin zimra, they get up to halal on yontif or any other time. You're going to say a full halal, so then you would not go ahead and say halal with the tzibar because you're going to master the brachos that I have to say lekuleyama. But in Rosh Chodesh, or let's say Yom Shvi, Shal Pesach, we're only saying half halal, where Sfarim say you don't make a bracha on such a thing, or let's say Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Okay, in those cases, you would go ahead and say halal even in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, because according to some posts, you're not even supposed to say a bracha at the beginning. All this is Merami's over here. He says the IML Sim Tafkav base, the Mishnah Bro, Siv Katan Tad Zayin, the end of our Mishnah Bro over here in Siv Katan Gimel. He says, look over there. He's Merami's to this point that I'm making over here, this chiluk between Rosh Chodesh and Yontif. If you come to Shul, you're in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra when they get to Halal. Once again, if it's before Pesukah de Zimra, you didn't start Pesukah de Zimra, whether it's Rosh Chodesh or whether it's Chag, or whether you're saying half halal, full halal, you're always going to go ahead and say it with the tzibur. However, on these days, you would not go ahead, if it's going to be full halal, and you're in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, then you don't go ahead and say halal with the tzibur. Okay, so that's the lach over here. Moving on now to Sif Beis. Sif Beis says the following, Behalal fila asari karin ke'echem. Halal is one of those things, even if you have 10 people saying it together, that's going to be fine, because halal is something as a davar chaviv. Okay, davar chaviv, usually we have a concept called shtei kolim lo mishtamim, you can't hear two voices at the same time. So therefore, we don't like to do, if somebody's being motzi, someone else in the mitzvah, we only have one person do it, you don't have many people do it, because you can only hear one voice at a time. However, halal, which is a davar chaviv, because it only comes around once in a while, the davar chaviv, and therefore many people go ahead and do it. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sif Kadin Ches, wrote to Lomar. Afilu hecha shemotzi yedei chavav mir lachirim. Even let's say someone doesn't know halal, and somebody is being motzi other than another person in halal, it's going to be mutter for 10 people to say together. V'lo'ar min sheikali lo mishtami, k'deshkan zimin kuf b'mal, si bezli in kriyas ha-torah, de halal chaviv lo, because halal is considered chaviv, mishum zichron anes, v'yayiv daiti v'shami. You could listen, you could pay attention to one person's voice, and through v'yotze, through that person's voice. U'mihay tamah, says Gan Kena Minig Shemikachin Shtaimo Yotar Yachad B'Shabbos Yontov. Some have the minig that many people will say Kiddush together on Shabbos and Yontov. That's not so pasha. How do you do that? Straight koli lo mishtami. Oh, kishyoshi masuka kami bali batim mekachin lo tzibnei beitam. Mishum da kiddush chavilam v'ayvi daiti b'mashami. Over here, the Mishdura paskins that kiddush is also a davar chaviv. This is not so pasha. There is a stira, another place in Mishdura, I believe in Hilchos Kiddush and Shabbos, where he says it's not a davar chaviv. And therefore, only one person could say kiddush for other people. And that's probably why he ends up saying over here, mikol makom, yoter tov shelo yikachu b'basachas. Better not for more than one person to say kiddush together. Heichas shetzich
If you are being motzi someone else, therefore you should not say kiddush together because we're afraid of trei kali lo mishtami by kiddush. Moving on to the last sif over here, sif gimel. On Pesach, once again, motzin shnei svarim. You take out two sifrei Torah, v'korim bereishin chamishe gavre, like every other yontif. You call up five aliyahs to the Torah. V'mosiv miyontif alon reish simin reish pei beis beparshes bo. Okay, sorry, simin reish pei beis. You look over there. The halacha is we're not mosif on yontif. So we take out two sifrei Torah. You three, five people beparshes bo. After the Haftarah for the first day of Pesach, the Maftir is written from the second, is recalled from the second Sefer Torah, Korah B'Sheinu B'Parshas Pinchas, like we do all of Pesach, because it's the same Karbanos for all of Pesach. Therefore, we read the Maftir of these things of the same after all of Pesach Lam. We read that in the second Sefer Torah from Parshas Pinchas. Ubechodesh Rishon Umafter Naftorah be Yoshua Beisahi. We read from Yoshua on the first day of Pesach Mispal and Tfilas Musaf, and then we get to Tfilas Musaf, where it's the beginning of stop saying Mashiva Racham Arid Hashem. For those of you who did say Mar Tal, it's the beginning of Mor Tal. But it says over Mispal and Tfilas Musaf Ve'ein Maskir and Geshem Mikam Ve'ilach. From this point on, we do not say Geshem. Vayin Lel Simin Kuf Yudal Yudal Siv Gimel, which talks about all the dinam of Mashiva Racham Arid Hashem over there in Simin Kuf Yudal. From this point on, even though we're not going to say Berech Aleinu yet, we're going to have to wait till Chol HaMoed to say Berech Aleinu. At this point, we stop saying V'tein Tal Mutali Bracha. Hopefully, you know this by now, and you're supposed to be saying V'tein Bracha. V'dogin Lomer B'chol Yontu B'tfilas Musaf P'sukim Musaf D'Hayom. After Shema Yidei Moshe Avdecha Kamor, after Moshe Yidei Moshe Avdecha Kamor, we say that day's Korbanos, which once again, on most of Pesach is all the same Korbanos that we're going to say, they're going to say on at Tfilas Musaf. It says over here, the Mishnah Berurah, Sikkatan Yud Beis, Sikkatan Yud Aleph, Ve'ein Maskirin Da'asa Mechabredu Minik Sfar Shafilu B'Musaf Kufa, Ein Maskirin Geshem. The Sfarim are knowing that even in the silent Shmon Esrei Musaf on the first day of Pesach, They do not say Mashiv Rach Mir Geshem anymore. Ublazekat of Rama El Seven Kuf Yadal Tziv Gimel over there in Seven Kuf Yadal. The Rama writes that many of the Minig and Ashkenaz that only after Chazaris Hashas, only Chazaris Hashas, they don't say Mashiv Rach Mir Geshem. But in the private Shmon Esrei, they do. This is all totally on when do you say Tfilas Tal? If you say Tfilas Tal in Chazaris Hashas, so you weren't masker yet tal, and therefore in the private Shmon Esrei, you say, Morid Mashiva Racham Arid Hageshem, because you didn't mask your tal yet. However, if you do like here in Eretz Yisrael, like many do, for sure in Yerushalayim, most people say Tfilas Tal already before Musaf, before the silent Shmon Esrei, so you already mask your Tfilas Tal at that point, therefore even in the silent Shmon Esrei, they're going to do like the Svardim and say Morid Tal already in the silent Shmon Esrei, you wouldn't have to wait for Chazar Sashas. That's what's all tell you on when you say Morid Hatal. You have to be very careful. Morid Hatal v'tein bracha are more difficult, for the exception of those who say Morid Hatal. If you say Morid Hatal, rest here, if you forget Mashiva Racha Morid Hageshem, when you say Morid Hatal, you don't have to go back. But if you say Mashiva Racha Morid Hageshem during the Tkufa, so you're going to have to go back to the beginning of Shemana Esrei, metakin what you have done. So you have to be very careful during this Tkufa to make sure that you say the right inserts. Sivkat in Yudbei says Misham Ve'elach Milishol. He says Ayna B'chol Amay Shulu Yivelo Yivake Shalmatar B'diavet Im Shachach Gavra Alin Simen Kuf Yad Zayin over there. All the lachas is B'diavet. V'inei Af Shiskimu Aposkim She'ein Nachon She'achriz Hashamish Dover Zabit Zibor. Even though it's not right for the Hashamish to not get up and save her and say stop saying Mashivu Rachim B'degesh. Why not? It looks like we don't want rain. It's true we don't want rain to this tekuva, but it's something so sensitive about asking for rain. We don't say stop asking for rain. It's not a nice thing. Nevertheless, even though we don't get up and say stop saying Mashiva Racham Arid Hageshem, nevertheless, he said nearly ma'od shenachom ma'od shehashem is yazker v'chashai l'rov ha'olam kodon tfilas marav shalayla marav the next night. Where you're going to start saying v'tein bracha, so that you have to be masker. Why? Ki anashim pshutim. The regular people, not the Talmid Chachamim, ruban nichsholim b'layla rishonim. Most people are going to make a mistake the first night, and they're going to forget to say v'tein bracha. They're going to say v'tein talmud tali bracha, and the first night of Chol HaMoed, v'chein l'machar b'tefilas shachas, and also the next day of tefilas shachas. Why the next day of tefilas shachas? You have to announce again. Because why? Until they actually hear Chazar Shas that the Chazan says v'tein bracha instead of v'tein talmud talib bracha, then they're still going to make a mistake. V'yish b'sas chashash kamameot bracha levatel. If you never announce it, you're afraid the guy's going to be saying v'tein talmud talib bracha all this time, and therefore all of his brachas in Shmoneh Esrei are levatel, because the Shmoneh Esrei is not going to be good, and therefore you should be machris in these cases. Ad kan for today.